Hello and welcome to another Light Reading Innovator video. This is a video series, a sponsored video series, where we talk to some of the people, companies, and we talk about the technologies and the trends that are moving the industry forward. Joining me today from Sandvine is Samir Mawaha. And Samir and I have discussed internet trends on a couple of occasions. Samir, welcome.
Thank you, Phil. It's good to be back talking to you again.
Yeah, good to be speaking to you as well. One of the things that, I think we've talked about in the past has been, the trends that Sandvine sees from its position in the marketplace of being able to, see a lot of traffic passing through the internet, what types of, categizing that traffic into what types, where it's coming from, how long people are connected, how fast the connections are, that sort of thing. There's an awful lot of data that the company ingests through its products and technologies. And I guess the only logical question to start with is what trends are catching your eye in the market presently?
Yeah. So Phil, when we talk about trends, particularly in telco world, everybody typically jumps to 5G and cloud, which is important, and it's table stakes for technology turn. But we see service providers going at their own pace, which is slower than that was initially expected for various reasons. Everybody has their own timeline, their ROI models, and when and if they'll be ready to move their core networks into public cloud. But the underlying trends that you mentioned, the OTT-based trends, the applications, they continue to drive the telecom growth. And we've talked in our Global Internet Phenomena report in the past that top six OTT providers are now close to 60% of the network traffic. And they already have us as consumers spending average 5 hours a day on our work applications like this one, or health or education or entertainment. And that continues to go up. And we see, if you look at the trends and investments that OTTs are making to improve their content, get their applications being consumed more. And now if you look at App Store, Apple's App Store, they have 2.1 million apps. Google's Play Store has over 3.5 million apps. So the number of apps is going up, the usage is going up. We see a lot more investments being done in gaming apps now going forward. They now account for about 22% of the apps in the app stores combined. There's $135 billion being spent in those two app stores. So the app is really the main dynamic that's driving our entire industry. And we see that, there's key components missing. For example, visibility into those apps or the content they drive or the QoE that is delivered by service providers for those apps. And that's where we jump in and help our customers get to that. While we're talking about trends, the other trend we see is regulators trying to get more engaged and as it relates to these OTT apps. We saw an article from Bloomberg a week ago or so where they're saying that EU Commission is asking service providers, or is going to be asking service providers, to give them the data, which is, okay, how much of the traffic is OTT, where exactly it's coming from, how much is it costing you? So give us the data so they can make the right decisions as it relates to having OTT pay their fair share to service providers to make the investments in the networks that are needed to carry this traffic. So we see more engagement from regulators, and that it comes back to service providers need that data, exactly what application, what content within the application, how much bandwidth it's consuming. So that data is something that they need at accurate basis, they need vendor independent, and that's again a trend that we intend to capitalize on.
Yeah, it is interesting that all the companies that are driving the most traffic are, and it's, they're essentially gatekeepers from the software perspective. From a consumer's perspective, you can't really, you're always running a risk if you buy outside of their ecosystem. Then they're also gatekeepers on the information perspective. We're not, service providers are of course feeling this as well, but even as consumers, we're not exactly sure how often our apps are talking to these companies and how much of our data and how much traffic is going over their networks. You have to kind of, dig into your bill a little bit or ask some tough questions to even find that out as a consumer. So I can imagine, you know, that problem writ large, you know, taking into millions of people into account, that becomes a quite an issue, especially, like you said, with regulators and service providers both kind of operating a little blindly, you know, from the app perspective.
You're absolutely right. From a consumer perspective, you know, what we as consumers, we have become impatient. What we don't tolerate is if the app is not responsive or it's unpredictable. When I'm trying to ask Alexa to turn on lights or, you know, lock my doors or turn off the TV, and if it's not working, I'm frustrated. And we see service providers receiving a lot of calls at their customer care centers where customers complaining about their apps, and they need that visibility to start troubleshooting the problem from app point of view. And you're absolutely right. You know, you scale that to billions of subscribers, and having that type of traffic going through the networks and having those kind of problems, it has a direct impact on the P&L statements of service providers.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and let's continue that talking about how it affects service providers. So obviously we've talked about, you know, it affects consumers in various and you know, people working in various capacities, but what are some of the I guess personas, you know, that are affected and some of the people affected inside of service providers and enterprises?
No, a good point. So if you look at the personas within service providers, well, first is executives who are responsible for P&L, right? Mm-hmm. So CTOs who really need to, on an ongoing basis, benchmark their networks against their peers and globally on, again, how much traffic is going through the network, what are the top applications, what's the bandwidth being consumed, and what is the quality of experience my subscribers are receiving. So CTOs are a lot more engaged in terms of determining the network usage and quality, because it does impact things like churn and their how much capacity they have to deploy. And when it comes to capacity, we see another persona, the planning and engineering teams, because when they're planning the network and they have to determine exactly how much capacity to put where, because if you overspend, you got a CapEx problem. If you underspend, you got a QoE problem. So what is the right amount of capacity at what location is crucial for them? And that's, again, the data based on app usage and app QoE. And then they also need to do what-if analysis. Now we got iPhone 14 coming up. So, okay, if I deploy these new devices at scale on my network, what does it do to the experience of my users, and what does it do to the capacity needed? So new applications, new OTT apps coming on app stores, new devices being introduced. A lot of these things require a what-if analysis scenario. So that's planning and engineering teams. And the third persona we see getting more and more relevant in service providers is big data teams. I mean, they've been around for a while. Some of them have been part of planning teams, but we see these folks becoming more and more crucial because they're providing the right information to right stakeholders to make those decisions that are needed to be made very quickly. So these teams need the right information. The big data teams need not just, hey, what is my inventory and the traditional OSS, BSS based data, but also the app based data, the app QoEs, so they can provide to the stakeholders for better planning, better operating, better monetization of the networks. And then finally, obviously, operations teams, they get engaged with the customer care level three teams, and they need to troubleshoot problems. They need to understand what is happening, who is it happening to, when is it happening, where is it happening, and then ultimately the why is it happening. So they really need all five W's to get to quickly root cause analysis as well as the next best action so they can reduce the mean time to repair. So we see a wide variety of personas being impacted by these trends as it relates to apps. And the missing piece we see as we talk to these different personas is the app usage and performance, the app QoE.
Okay, yeah, so let's talk about app QoE a little bit, the app quality of experience. What has to happen, you know, in that journey? What is I guess, the journey that this study of data, this particular study of data represents?
Yeah, so the journey, the first step obviously is knowing exactly what's going on, which is, hey, how can I not know, you know, what is the 60% of the traffic going through my network? Not just what app, is it Netflix or YouTube or whatever, but exactly what content going through those apps. Mm-hmm. The high tonnage apps that we're all familiar with, streaming video-based apps, that's one thing. And yes, you need to know, you know, what is the quality of experience, but also the low latency or high availability apps. Mm-hmm. I might give you an example of Alexa, but there's many IoT type apps, there's security camera apps, there's uplink traffic, downlink traffic. I have to know what apps are doing and what is the content within those apps doing. For example, these days, the apps are so complex that single app would have a video call in it, they would have game in it, you'd have file transfer under it. So what content category is that app consuming, and what is the quality that my network is providing for those apps to my subscribers? So as I go through the journey, the first step is visibility, and then you can optimize that traffic so you can get the maximum out of your networks. And when I say optimization, I'm not talking about traditional traffic management based systems or that can shape or block traffic and things like that. I'm talking about very highly intelligent surgical optimization of heavy usage management or fair usage management. When you have just a few subscribers taking up extreme amount of bandwidth where there is poor QoE being provided to other subscribers, those things truly impact churn. Those things truly impact the experience of suffering users. So how do I do better surgical management of heavy users? How do I provide better QoE to suffering users? How do I manage a fair usage? So those things become so crucial, and you have to come up with the right policies so you can apply those policies and get the QoE better for the heavy usage applications. And we see, you know, I mentioned 5 million or so total apps, but there's only, you know, top six that are 60% of the traffic, and you add maybe another 100 apps. So over 100 apps are really what the networks care about out of those millions of apps. And those apps need to be proactively managed. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're talking about, is that surgical management of those application QoE. And the nirvana, ultimately, we all want to get to automation. But once the service providers are comfortable with the policies they can apply, get the visibility, do the optimization, do the right plans, service plans, so you can monetize those policies. And ultimately, you want to get to automation. And that's, we tipped into that with our intent-based congestion management, which is automatically managed congestion. But we would see more and more automation-based use cases coming into the market. So that's the journey I see: the visibility, then optimization, then monetization, and ultimately you want to automate all of these in the networks.
Great. Well, yeah, I'm glad you walked us through that, because it does help to understand that it's a layered process. It's a multi-step process. And, you know, that optimization doesn't mean blocking. It means putting the right traffic in the right order, depending on what that traffic is and where it's going. And yeah, it is complex. I mean, you know, healthcare apps, you know, you can upload files, you can upload video, you can do two-way conversations, and they're supposed to be securing, you know, any written data and any video data, you know, between you and the provider. It's highly complex for a single, you know, app. And that's just one. You know, it's like you said, the real money spinners for the big tech companies are the ones that are driving those volumes and volumes of videos. And it does help to know which one, you know, what kind of traffic that is and how urgent it is. You know, it is also football season, and I'm doing a lot of streaming, as is everyone. About 90% of the commercials I saw on television when I was watching the most recent game was around betting apps and fantasy football apps, and they were all bragging about how they had the fastest, you know, refresh time, and you know, don't get stuck, you know, make your bets, you know, during halftime and that sort of thing. So, you know, even that, the application providers, probably without consulting the networks, are making some large promises, and consumers are putting money at risk. So let's get into a little coach speak when it comes to the service providers. How are we going to, you know, change course? How are service providers going to change the course here and convert some of those losses into wins?
Yeah, that's a good point. So ultimately, it comes down to P&L, right? How do I get better P&L? Because the margins are razor thin for many service providers, and they're having to constantly invest more and more to carry this traffic. So if you approach it from 360 degrees, everything I can do to make my profitability better, how do I convert these losses into wins? First thing is obviously better CapEx deployment, which is, hey, I know I have to carry this traffic, but where exactly is this being consumed? What exactly apps and the content within those apps, as you mentioned in the football app, there's so many different types of content. How do I plan better so I don't just keep throwing money at more and more bandwidth? You can design your network for bandwidth. You can design your network for user experience. And we're promoting the latter, right? So you can improve your P&L. The other thing is on operation expense side, which is, hey, if Tesla has an outage or Netflix has an outage or the football app has an outage, and the consumers are calling the service provider customer care center, the first thing is to determine, was it my problem or not? And one of the challenges that service providers have from their operations team is if they're relying on their routers, as an example, a router port doesn't tell you that Netflix traffic went away, but it was substituted by YouTube traffic. They just see that if the traffic amount is same, then things are running green. And that's usually not the case. So they need that information to determine that, is it their problem or a application problem? So they don't have to waste too much of their customer care and operation team's time, and they can reduce their OPEX in that scenario. So there's a CapEx problem, OPEX problem, and ultimately they want to be able to monetize this traffic, right? So when they are, even in all you can eat based plans that we have in the US, they're putting some limits that if you go over this amount of traffic, we're going to have to manage your applications. And that's the scenario we're running into, where they can actually monetize this traffic they're carrying. They can run their networks hotter in the sense if their nodes are running at 70% capacity, 60% capacity, because they're challenged. If they go much higher, the QoE may suffer. But if they intelligently optimize the networks, they can run it hotter. They can go up to 85% or even 90% in some cases without worrying about poor QoE. So these are the decisions, the CapEx and OpEx decisions and monetization decisions they have to make to convert these losses into wins and get really positive impact on their P&L.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for Sameer for giving us an overview of what's going on in the market, how the trends are affecting service providers, quality of experience, the importance of app quality experience and how it, you know, weaves its way through the service provider ecosystem. And also some, you know, thanks for those valuable recommendations. I think our listeners and viewers will really appreciate that. Sameer is the Chief Solutions Officer at Sandvine. And please do, if you have a moment, check out Sandvine's Global Internet Phenomena Report. Download the latest one. You can get a preview or get a glimpse of some of that granular data we were talking about. Sameer, thanks again for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Phil. It's great to be here.